Chav Zayin Elul, Thursday night. Friday is Chav Zayin Elul. He's shaking from the Yom HaDin, very good. He's supposed to. And we're up to Shmaitzu Dalet Perek Vav, but I want to go over a few points in Shmaitzu Dalet Perek Hay, which a rather short perek, dealt with the famous issue of the Rambam Paskening Tukfah Kohen Ein Motzi and Miyodo, which was talking about the case of Tukfah Kohen itself. It really is a general issue to any Sukkot woman with a Dvar de Mamona. It's called Tfisa La'acha Shenola Rasafi. In Lomdisha terms of the principle, like if you'd be learning Kutchas HaSveikas, so it would be called Tfisa La'acha Shenola Rasafi. And that's what it's called in Shas. If you learn the Sugya in Momonos, it's called Tfisa La'acha Shenola Rasafi. It's also called Tafakoye Motziyan Miyodo, not Motziyan Miyodo. You have to chap, it's the same question. That's the question. Tafakoye Motziyan Miyodo and Tafakoye Motziyan Miyodo is how do you deal with a Tfisa Lacha Shenoyla Lasofek? And this really has to do in all of Shas, whenever the Shas says Teiku, does Tfisa help? And this is like a major, major issue all over Shas.
Is there a difference between the Tafakoye with no ladder and the Tafakoye already had a Tfisak? You're saying Lacha Shenola Rasafek, but here we're talking
No, there's no difference. When we say Lacha Shenola Rasafek, we mean, and even if there was a psak of the Hamas Mechavel of Araya, not a different psak, but a psak of Hamas Mechavel of Araya. Yeah, Lacha Shenola Rasafek, Mashiach Tzvisa Koydim Shenola Rasafek certainly helps. You were establishing the Muchsuk for the first time at who's the Muchsuk at the time of Noyla Rasafek. Okay, so the Ktsois brought down, he gave some space to his son here, a little nepotism, and he gave space to his son, and his son gives a brilliant teretz, actually, and what's his son's teretz? So, like all good Jews, he starts off the teretz with Akasha, that if you learn the Sugim Bav Metziah of Tukfakoye Metziah Miyado, Ein Metziah Miyado, ultimately the Gemara, what's the source of the Rambam's problem? That the Gemara's Maskana seems to be a very clear cut, Tukfa Kohen, Motziyan Miyado. Motziyan Miyado means that the Muchsuk's Psak, the Psak of Amoytu Mechaver of Araya, which preceded the Tukfa Kohen, is a definitive Psak. And the Kohen that grabbed it is seen as a Gazan. Okay. So the Gemara says, Asfekos Nechnosim Adir Lehisaser, and since Asiri Vade Goloi Asiri Sofek, that pretty much shows us that Tukfa, again, the Lashon HaGemara, that shows us that Tukfa Koyen Moitziya Miyodo, meaning it shows us that a Motzi Mechavel of Araya is a definitive Psak. Because that's why it can be Nechnosim Adir Lehisaser. So the Shmaitz's son is, how can you tushtel Sofek Bechor, which is the granddaddy Shaila in the Sugya, how can you tushtel that to Sofek Pidyon Petach Amor, which is the Ukimta of what Hasfekos Nechnosim Adir Lehisaser is talking about, without, not Sofek Bechor, but a different Matnas Kuna, without Kedusha, that it's a question if it belongs to the Kayan or not, if it goes to the Kayan or not. So the Shmaitz's son, the Ktsois's son, probably. It wasn't the Shmaitz. Ktsois was a young kid. It was young. It was probably the Ktsois's son. The Ktsois's son says, how can you make a tushtel? It's the same person, I meant. Well, we saw already that the Shmaitz quotes the Ktsois. So obviously he went over the Shmaitz and he re-edited it after he grew up. Anyway, he says, what's going on here? You were the owner before any chazokas popped up, so you're a marakama. So we have to fight that chazok as well. Hashenke in Sofik Bechor, there's no marakama because the Sofik is from when he was born. So that's a question. That would create a question. And don't tell me, he parenthetically remarks, don't tell me that the Sofik Bechor, you have a marakama from when it was a fetus inside the mother, you owned it, and it was not kadosh then, it was not a bechor then, and you owned it, so you're a marakama. He says, don't tell me that, because you can't really create a cheskos marakama based on your ownership of of the fetus, because that's a dover shaloi boli oilam, and that's not considered a regular bilis. So the stop there, and therefore he goes on to say that we're talking about that it, this is going to depend on, so it really is not a good sushtel. So what's the Gemara talking about? Maybe Tukfah Koyen Motsi and Miyodo from Cheskos Morakama Pidyon Petach Hamor situation, but Tukfah Koyen of Bukhar, a Suffolk Bukhar, would take a V'ein Motsi and Miyodo because he's not going up against a Morakama. So what ends up happening is that it depends on when a Bukhar becomes Kadosh. If it becomes Kadosh only when most of it comes out of the womb and it doesn't work l'mafreya, then when a miut, even if it's for 2 seconds, 1 second, but if a miut of the animal after it was born and it was boli oilam, it was no longer loy boli oilam, it now belonged to the bialim, it doesn't have to give it to a kohen yet, it's not kodesh yet. So it, there is a cheskos morakama, so the gemara sushtel is good, but if you hold that it's Meikara Kadosh, then it's not a good sushtel, and then you could taka say that Tukfah Koyen, Motsiyan, the Tukfah Koyen ain't Motsiyan Miyodo. That's
the way to put it, but
let me say.
1 second of ownership?
Yeah, why not?
Process,
yeah, well, that has to do maybe with Chazaka Soya Lushtanois. Remember that? Remember that, Shmaitza? So I want to make a few points. No, he's right. I want to make these points now. I'll just read to you, or I'll tell you over from the Sefer here. It brings down the Achrayim. Okay, let me talk. Yeah. Nobody said it's
pretty
nobody says it's what it's nobody. The Shmaitzer never considered saying that it's kadosh in the womb. Certainly not kadosh in the womb.
Well, you can't transfer kadosh kedusha because it has to have some money about the bat, okay, that she inherits her mother's chazaka. You know, whether she's a hetzer or a kohen. You know, so you can back into that way too.
So he says like this. He brings down. Down from Achroinim, later Achroinim, like the Mamish contemporary Shivas, he takes a strong issue with the Ktsois in his whole idea, his own assumption, his whole Hanacha, that you can't develop a Cheskos Morakama from being an Uber, because an Uber is a Dover Shaloi Boli Oilam. You certainly own the Uber, no question that you own it. You own it Agav the Mada. And once you own it, why in the world shouldn't you be a Morakama? You could theorize and speculate that since when it's born it becomes a totally different entity. It's like a whole new entity, like a whole new world. That chapter closed and now a new chapter opened. And you don't have a Morakama on... What? We're not talking about selling. Selling is a question of if you're able to, because maybe it's Dover Shaloi Boli Oilam, but you certainly own it. Nobody says it's Hefka. Whether it's Yerachim or not Yerachim, you own it. So why aren't you a Morakama? Because you owned it. You owned it. You for sure owned it when it was an Uber. Yeah. You own it. You certainly own it. So they take issue with this. So he says maybe because when it's born, it becomes a totally new entity. So you lose the old ownership and it becomes a new ownership, and in the Sufik, if you ever acquire the new ownership, then he brings out a different Svara. Okay, end of that Svara, where they take issue with that assumption. Now they, the Achronim, the contemporary Rish Yeshivas, the Achronim, make another point. And it's really, it's like David's point, I think he said, because you can't really talk about a Cheskos Morakama even if you hold it was chulin for a few seconds, because the miut was chulin, so you owned it, right, as a newborn for a second, because the nose didn't come out. He says you can't build a chazaka out of that. That's like super chazaka suyel ishtanos. The chazaka means you have a chazaka status quo, and it's going to stay that way, presumably. And I have a subject, did it stay that way or not, so we have the din of chazaka. But here you don't even have that, you know, we know this is going to end in another second. We see the end is in sight, and we know our suffix is going to start. We know the suffix already in play, in motion. We see the suffix encroaching onto our territory. We see it coming. We see that the suffix has already been launched. The suffix has already been launched. So they take issue with the Shmaitz over that. No, they're saying you can't. So you can't even have a Morikama. They're saying it would not be true. You can't say there would be a Morikama. Even if when it's a miut, it's still not kadosh. It's right, but you're not gonna develop a chazaka based on that situation, because that's temporary, and you know it's temporary, and you don't think for a second it's not going to be temporary, and it's not like you could become a muhsuk and a muhsuk, because it's all made the hishtanos any second. It's like, well, the blood's flowing.
But couldn't it also be looked at that since you see the suffix coming at you, that since you're seeing it, even though it hasn't occurred yet, you see it coming at you, couldn't it be said that at that point the suffix was no lie?
Okay, but the question is, if you have a cheskos morakama.
Right, but at that point you wouldn't, not even before, because you know the suffix is going to happen.
So... He's saying there's no chazaka. Remember we talked about that sometimes even the Shmaitzer that holds chazaka asuya l'shtanois is a chazaka, and you could paskin chazaka, but at some point it becomes a situation that it's really not even a chazaka. It's not even a chetzim b'chazaka. What did he say is like that? I forgot what he said is like that. It's not even a chazaka. No state. Remember we talked a very lumdish term, we made up a word, the word state, as in United States of America. We made up the word state. We said chazaka, the kishkes of the sak chazaka is that there's a state. It's not just usur, it's in a state of being usur. It's like a larger, like a transcendent matzav. It's like saying... So to have a chazaka, you have to be able to say that the situation that existed did not exist only as a situation. It didn't only exist in reality, but it existed in a little transcendent way of being in a state. It's like saying the ball is not just moving, it's in a state of motion.
Like you explained the mace itself,
right,
is not tame, but it has a state of tuma, which then imparts the
so what they're saying, and we said that there are things chazaka suya l'shtanos accepts the existence of a certain state. It just says the state is all made to change, but you have some things where by their nature, and maybe it's hard to define, but by their nature you don't even have a chazaka to start off with. There is no chazaka. It's in a state of flux.
What do they do with the Gemara?
What does who do?
Those who disagree with the after a shlish comes out, you can sell that shlish to a boy, and it's a good sale.
Okay.
So how can it be a good sale if you never had some sort of... How do you get rights to selling? How do you get to
sell? That's what they say. Of course you own the Uber. That's their other. The first point they make is they argue with the Shmaitza, and they say you do own it.
You own it.
Like nobody ever said it's Hefker. You own it. You could sell it. But you don't have to worry about Kedusha. There's no Kedusha involved. Okay. So they make that point as well. Okay, let's go on to Perek Vov. Probably Rav Scheinberg did that. You know, that's probably Rav Scheinberg's sefer. That's his style. Like to cross every T and dot every I of all the raid. And if there's a kasha out there, he gives a teretz. If there's a teretz out there, he gives a kasha. very prolific, and knows. Perigvov. I didn't have to ask you. Perigvov. Ein hochen from Momanacha. Grace Perik Haminiach. Grace Perik Hamachaperis. Itmar. He's going to give an example. The Gemara gives examples. Note, my friends, that we're dealing with a Ruba de Lessa. Come on. Note that the cases we're going to say are Ruba de Lessa. Come on. We're for sure talking about a Ruba de Lessa. Come on. I refuse to answer that. We're going to see, maybe. But we're for sure talking about a Ruba de Lessa. Come on. Now, the truth is, if you didn't know any better, which maybe you don't, you would say, well, if Ein Hochem B'Momanach HaRov by Ruba de Lessa, come on, which is more powerful, one would think. So then certainly Ein Hochem B'Momanach HaRov by Ruba de Lessa, come on.
We've already seen cases where that's
yeah. Hold. And it's not so true that Lessa, come on, is more powerful. Because as we said many times, Lessa, come on, is hampered by a very big flaw. And that is, you have a miyut also built into the Bria. Because it's not 100%, it's 85%. So the miyut's also in the Bria, embedded in the Bria. Okay, let's look at the Schmeitzer. Itmar, this is a classic case. Amoicha Sholach Haver Benim Sanakhon. Rav Amar Eza Mekach Tos, Shmuel Amar Yochaloy Malay Lishchit the Machar Tevloch. The former owner, the seller could say, I sold it to you. I assumed you were buying it to Shech. It doesn't matter that it's a Nakhon. So Rav Amar Eza Mekach Tos, Bosaruba Zlinon Veruba Larajus Avni. Indeed, Rajus is Harisha. So indeed, it was bought to plant with, to work with. So, yeah. In other words, there's a case there where you're going by Dina Nefashos, plus a rov. So why would this be more chomer than Dina Nefashos? Vein lomer, and don't tell me, says Tosis, the Dina Nefashos gufay loy azlinam basaruba ruba de lesser come on. You talk ain't alchem Nefashos achar rov either. Maybe, by ruba de lesser come on. Because maybe all the talk that we're talking about is ruba de Issa come on, because this Sanhedrin is called the ruba de Issa come on. So you follow Ruba the Lesser come on by Dina Nefashos. Why in the world wouldn't you follow Ruba the Lesser come on by Momonos? That's Tosis Kasha. That's a Kasha. We find Ruba the Lesser come on that are commonly, you know, and I that. You are following the Ruba Din and the Foshas. You're following at least the Ruba Disa, come on. You're following the Dayanim. The Tzorchloim of the Ruba Laradius of the Loichosh of Kihanech Ruboy, it's not that good a Rove. Hilchos Losomchina Nahakruva Bedini Moment is not Kan Lashono. So we're not so happy with such a teretz, you know, it's kind of vague, or maybe
it's not so good.
A Mechutzof would even say it's kind of a lame teretz, and it's just hanging there, and like it has. Yeah, it's not so good. What's the problem? Why is everybody? Yeah. The Ibrahim. What do you mean? Shemachi Ruba the Radia La Bray Malia Lafisha Kneged Odom Echa Chekoina Meir Shvorim La Radia Yesh Meir Bnei Odom Chekoina Nasor Shvorim La Shchita. Okay, who's doing the math? What does this mean? Because most people buy the shechita, but most behemoths are sold the raja. I don't know what's this kasha, the mayor doesn't work out.
That's why he
asked me,
cool,
What's his kasha? The kasha is that he's one of the descendants. He's two of the roles. One role is mostly animals to be found. The other one is mostly buy animals for a second. Are we looking at what most people buy, or what's mostly bought? One person can buy tons.
But what's the issue? So the issue is, I said we're looking for a good robe. Yeah.
Conflicting robes.
Yeah. Well, that's his kasha. It's conflicting robes, so he can't do anything. I have to stop. Sorry. I didn't prepare properly. I didn't sleep. I can't. I have to go to school. I don't have to, but school cats. We're only closed all this down until 9 o'clock. Maybe I'll have strength for that. I really. It's not the Shmites. I'm prepared for the Shmites. My mind is not working.
Might happen to
Mr. Shem, a week from tonight. I don't see why not. I'll try to sleep.